Seduction. Sex. Lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Hello, gentlemen, ladies. This is another episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I am Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince. And here with us tonight, the man I turn to for advice, Arash Dipar Motherfucking Debazar. Arash, you know what I'm going to ask you. We were last night on a live stream. Many missed it. You can still get the recording. We'll tell you how to go about that in just a moment. And it was above and beyond, and we're about to top it again. But I'm sure there's been a tremendous evolution since. So how are you, Arash?
I'm doing phenomenal, brother. It was last night. It was really, really amazing. I got a lot of messages from students who said they can feel the energy, they can feel the rejuvenation, and they can feel the power of what's coming, you know. And I think that was beautiful to get that validation and acknowledgement from it. I honestly, exactly what you said, since last night, there's been so much growth here. I feel like I've hit that critical mass where every single day is just so much growth, and I'm trying to document it. I just bought myself two new cameras, and I'm going to be making more and more and more videos, sharing a lot more knowledge. I'm incredibly excited about what you and I have planned for your birthday and how we're going to get other people involved in them, just select few. And I was already talking to my girlfriends about it, actually telling them that March, you and I are going to probably blow everyone away more than we ever have. And what we were talking about in Global SLR and the redesigning of the experience. Also, as I'm sure people will be able to tell very quickly, the fact that there is so many women now that are coming to these teachings and understanding the value of understanding the dynamics of man and woman. This is a new phase, it's a new age, and I'm very excited. And how are you, brother?
I'm doing phenomenal. You know, last night was really priceless, and the Hollywood lifestyle, there's like a synergy here in Hollywood and momentum here in the building. It's like I keep on running into a variety of celebrities and so on, and the work is you know tremendous growth, and I thank you very much for that also, because you constantly are there stretching the envelope for everybody. So I'm super psyched. And side note, gentlemen, for anyone who didn't get the recording last night, okay, you can still get it up to a certain point by simply sending a request via email to vince@seductioncoaching.com. vince@seductioncoaching.com. And I just got the recording now, so if you already sent your request, it's going to be on its way right after the call. In the meantime, I think it's a good time to start taking questions. What do you say, brother?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right. So you guys, you know the drill. You say your name, city you're calling from, and ask your question. Who's going to go first?
Hey, this is Cosa Nostra from San Jose. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Cosa Nostra.
Awesome. So my question is a follow-up on the homework assignment that you guys gave last night in the live stream. And so I wrote down, thought about the times where I held back, thought about the times where I went for it, and thought about why I did what I did. And what I found was in the times that I held back, there was some sort of sense of being lesser than the girl, deficient or not enough in any one of a number of ways, whether it's, you know, education, money, whatever. And then in the times that I did go for it, there was this sense or feeling that I was greater. So my question is, where do I go from there? What do I do with that observation?
Okay, so first of all, well done on the homework, because I was doing the Diamond Mind lecture Saturday, and I gave him a piece of information that I guaranteed was going to alter the way people study. And you're kind of applying it a little bit, which is you're doing something right away. That wasn't the information, but it's very close. So that's going to make you better. The exercise is a little bit more specific than that. Let me explain it to you. The exercise I gave, which was to continue to do it until Thursday, then Vince and I meet, because it's been one day. Now, you got to keep doing it. And what's going to happen is as you keep doing it, something you'll notice something. You know, mathematics is the recognition of patterns and solving of the unknown by looking at something that is known. At least that's my definition of it. Okay, it's not a dictionary definition, but it's the way I use mathematics. And so right now, it hasn't been long enough for you to find a pattern. But by Thursday, you'll notice a pattern. Something you'll notice in it. You'll be like, oh, I get it. Or you're going to maybe notice that a certain type of interaction triggers one or the other. Or when you're tired, it's one thing. Because right now, yeah, very good. You're doing a self-reflection, which is what growth comes from. It's from us looking at ourselves and diving deeper into our own minds and analyzing and saying, okay, why is it like this? Is there an answer? So you're on that path. Very well. Very good. And I recommend you keep doing it. And then if this question is still here on Thursday, then I can easily answer it. But by then you'll have more data. You need a little bit more information to move further. However, I know I can answer something right now, but I'm going to stop here and pass it on because I know Vince can answer that too.
Well, brother, I think since you gave the exercise and you gave further directions today, clarification, and the recommendation to stick with it until Thursday, I think that the best thing about this question is going to be for people to do the exercise, which is always what makes the difference. You know, you, on a daily basis, you got to be doing an exercise. That's where the growth will come from. And then, well, you'll get more on Thursday. Thursday is another live stream, and you'll find all the details on Facebook. Once again, free. We're on a roll. So much is coming up in March and throughout the year. So I'll keep it at that for now, and maybe I'll answer more deeply the next question. So who is going on next?
Vince, Mitch, how you doing?
Good, Mitch. What's your question tonight?
Okay. Sent a text to a woman, and I'm looking for it. Right. Basically, it said, long time no talk. I bet you'll never guess where I am in about an hour. Hint, not New York. Call me to get answer. Her response about 8 hours later was, so sneaky, exclamation. Question, how do I respond to that, and what does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
Well, that means that, you know, there is a response. You don't search further. You don't deny it. You use it. Stack on it. I really like we addressed that a little bit already. I don't know if you saw the video in Aphrodite's Prince. Okay. Your idea is to go sneaky and something else, you know, sneaky and devious. Damn right. Here's what's very important is that you got to build seduction momentum and pick up momentum. Now, first time you walk around the block or you jog around the block, you know, you run out of breath after a while. So a great thing to do for everybody is to identify the moment in time when you run out of breath, meaning when you go back into questioning yourself too much again, not being sure what it means and not being sure what to do, because that is probably very different as a mindset than where you were at when you first sent the text, which was fairly clever. It was really clever, you know. It was playful. It was mischievous. And it was a little bit sneaky, but you could reframe that. So what's important is to continue to raise the bar, stack the same energy, a simple assessment that you can make to really figure out, okay, what's the next level for you? What will bring you more? How are you going to get further? Is to identify when you run out of breath a little bit. And it's not necessarily that you're missing a piece after that. It's really that you must make sure that you don't go backwards, okay? So because we see that in the interaction, for most guys, one of the major problems and reasons why they don't get what they want is because they start a certain way, but they don't continue that way, and they don't enhance that way. They start to doubt themselves. So I pass it to Arash, and we can talk more about that. So in the group.
Well, first of all, that was a brilliant text that you sent, Mitch. I mean, shit. Did you just sit down and come up with that?
Sorry, I was on mute. No, the way that was generated is I was in her hometown, and I saw on a Facebook post that she was at a conference in Washington, which was about an hour from each other. And so I just wanted to get her attention, be like, the end result that I was trying to generate was, hey, Agnes, I'm in your hometown. I know you're an hour away. Let's meet up. She normally lives in New York.
Right, but I'm asking you about the wording of it. Was it just you were like, okay, you just sat down and thought that, I mean, did you just text that from your own head, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought about how do I want to say this, and yeah, I texted it from my own head. That is correct.
Okay, can you read it again? Everybody who's online, listen, because I consider this to be a brilliant text. So please read it again.
Thanks, Arash.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. I will read it. Give me 5 seconds. Okay, here it is.
Really, really well done. Go ahead.
Long time no talk, period. Bet you'll never guess where I am in about an hour, period. Hint, not New York. Call me to get answer.
Yes, perfect. Okay, that's a brilliant text. And in my estimation, her answer is actually an interested answer. And I'll tell you why. Sneaky exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. The exclamations will tell you that it's a positive. Her answering is a positive. And how do you answer it? I think Vince had a great idea, which was sneaky and, right? Oh my God, you have no idea. If you saw where I was right now, you would probably die to get here right now. Listen, can't text, okay? Hope to catch up soon. Hope you're doing great. Oh, I mean, they would just... Now you're seducing. This is why I love seducing. Exactly what's happening right now. Because this woman was not thinking about you. You send out a communication, and you grabbed her attention enough to sit down and answer with exclamation. That's emotion behind the answer. You have triggered some emotion. And now I consider it a brilliant text, and I consider it a very positive answer. And where it goes from here, I don't know. But shit, if you can text at that level, then just keep going. All you can do is learn or get her, one or the other, right? You got two choices. One, you're going to get her and seduce her properly. Or two, you're going to learn and get better. So it's really, really good.
So what I got from both your answers would be like something to the effect, damn right, sneaky and deviant too.
with more. With that, but more. You want to entice now. So sneaky, I would say sneaky, ? You have no idea, baby girl or young lady or whatever it is, or sweetie pie. I don't know. You have no idea, little turtle or little shrimp or something. And then I would say... it's one of those, when everything goes right for you? Have you ever had those days? Well, yeah. Maybe I have good karma. Maybe I did something positive in the past life. Anyways, it's great to hear from you. How are you? You will get an answer to something like that.
Okay. I will work on that. I will apply it and work on that after the call.
Awesome.
Beautiful, Mitchell. All right. We're ready for the next question.
It's Philly Will. I was having trouble over this weekend doing group escalation. Like, usually I'll keno a girl, but I wasn't getting anything from that really, but still, like, telling stories and the girls were hanging around, and I don't know how to group escalate really. Could you guys comment on that?
Yeah, with a group, everything needs to be larger. Okay, because you're now addressing more than one person. So a little bit more motion, a little bit more volume, and get them involved, get them to interact. It's not easy to just keep a conversation with a group. You know, it would take a phenomenal storyteller to just have a group of girls quietly listening to one guy. So it's important to involve them, and you can move more a little bit. And the key is to be wide with your gestures. So then you can give them a huge embrace, or you can get them to compete. You can get them to do different things, you know. For example, you just start and you say hello to everybody and you shake their hands. And then you start to notice the variety of handshakes, or you start to create a handshake for each one of them. Okay. Or you go, wow, you the soft one, you know, here you just get a very gentle handshake with a little kiss. You with that grip, I want to arm wrestle you. And then you call on the one that was softer to come to your rescue, because the one that's arm wrestling is too strong. And then you call on the one that's not participating, and then you invent like a group handshake, you know, where everybody puts their hand in the middle, but you make it be a little bit different. So you got to move them more motion, more of it. And it's important until one will define herself, or you just go, I'm going to borrow your friends for a minute and 37 seconds. If she kidnaps me, come to my rescue. You reverse the frame. It's important to keep everybody involved. And after a while, you know, one will just go and daydream. And once everybody feels comfortable with the guy that's in the middle of the group, they will give you signals that, you know, they're at ease. And then it's no longer entertaining everybody unless you're planning to pull the whole group, which is something that we teach and do, and end up with a threesome or a foursome or more. And you probably saw it before, but watch again my video on YouTube, and I'm happy to repost it in the groups where I opened that big group, those Italian girls, and you'll get some ideas. You notice, and the group analysis is always a winner. You know, that's another thing. I'm happy to talk a little bit more about it maybe on Thursday, how to just analyze the different personality types in a group and to play with that. Okay. And last thing before I pass it to Arash, watch thinking you're having some trouble. That's a poor learning frame. You're in the process of discovering. You're putting yourself out there. It's awesome that you're talking to a bigger group and you're not going to get it right away. But it's going to be even slower if that's a common mistake, if you start to assume that it's a problem. You're discovering, okay? And with each new time, it becomes easier. So I pass it to Arash.
The answer is brilliant. Nothing to add. But there it is.
Okay, gentlemen, then we take the next question, and Arash will start.
Hey, guys. This is August from California. My question is, how do you guys interrelate or, like, intertwine the topic of pickup and seduction?
What do you mean? I have a hard time understanding that question. Can you define a little bit better for me?
Oh, okay, because I understand that, like, Vince is more of polarizes himself more in, like, pickup, and then Arash, you polarize yourself more in seduction. So between the two, like, how do you guys associate, like, you know, when you're seducing a woman or picking her up, like, how do you mix between the two? Like, it goes back.
I think that this is something that kind of, yeah, I get it now. This is something that has kind of developed over time, because it's like this, okay? Here is how I see it. I'm an incredible pickup artist. In 2013 and 2014, I was voted the greatest pickup artist in the world, both times. Not because I said blogged about it, or not because I fucking bribed people. You know, that's the way it is. That's how people voted. And, that's that. So how does it go from pickup to seduction, or what's the difference? Here is what it is. As great as I am at pickup, right, when I watch Vince pick up women, if we were going to do like a, all right, you guys got 1 hour, start, right? It would start maybe like 1-1, and then 2-2, and then it would be like 3-2, Vince, and then like 4-3, then 6-4, then 8-5, then 10-6. And then I think by the end of the hour, the number of women who he has actually picked up, meaning 0 to them now, being in his arms, on his lips, on his cock, with a phone number, ready to go wherever, that number is going to be greater than I. Because I've seen the speed that he moves with, and I've seen the strategy that he uses is much more efficient to pick up a woman. Whereas I walk into a place and I look at the place and I do this whole fucking analysis like a goddamn chess game, and I go on a battlefield in my mind, and then I go get the girls. Vince will walk in and get. That's how it works, right? So for me, when I look at it, if a person wants to learn the pickup, of course I can teach it. I'm one of the greatest that ever lived. But I would say that while we have somebody who's even better, go to him, especially when we work together all the time and we learn from each other all the time. So to me, pickup is that initial zero to you get her. Seduction is a little bit, and these are my definitions, guys, is a little bit longer process. For example, I can tell everybody right now that there's a woman that I've been working on for about maybe 7 months. And only in the last 3 weeks have I begun to hang out with her. Now, that sounds absurd to some people. Like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? You know, I could imagine, like, a bunch of, like, wannabe pickup coaches. Like, oh, I would never even if she didn't. Shut the fuck up, okay? I'm going to get the woman as surely as the sun rises tomorrow. The difference is I'm not only going to get her, I'm going to get her mind, I'm going to get her heart, I'm going to get her body, I'm going to get her fucking soul. And that takes a little bit of work. So for me, seduction is where you study so much your particular prey. You go and you analyze the exact target, the animal. You find out, you study it like a fucking book. You analyze every detail and you create an experience tailored for that individual so that the individual then floats and gets lost in your universe. Now, look, dude, if you're going to fucking go to Las Vegas and you're going to go pick up some fucking women and you want to go fuck them that night or get a blowjob, you're not going to have time to do what I just said. You know what I mean? This is not going to fucking work. But at the same time, if you're looking to make some fucking relationships, where when you see my relationships, and I got a list of women that want to be my girlfriend right now, and I just won't do it. That's it. That's it. Three is enough right now. Then it's going to take a little bit more than just getting her to fuck you that night and making out with you and giving you her number, right? So that right there is the pickup and seduction change difference in my mind, but they go together. Like, if you can't pick up a woman, you can't seduce one. You can't start. See, that's where one of these old-timers, he fucked up, right? He was, like, one of the first guys, and he just went right into seduction. Well, he didn't do very well, okay? He made some money. He taught some good stuff to people. But his own interaction with the female was very bad. I've seen it. He didn't do well in relationships. He was a chump, really. He was the average frustrated chump himself. He coined the word, and he was it. And you can't just go into seduction. You just can't. You've got to know pickup. And if you're a pickup artist and you want to have relationships, then you're going to have to learn how to do more than just pickup. You're going to have to seduce her. So these are not separate. They're the yin and the yang. And I think that's when Vince and I came together in this community, that's what blew it up. And we just monopolized and just completely annihilated any group out there because we finally had a complete package where you would come and you would learn both pieces and go out there and just fuck shit up. That's how I see it. How do you see it, Vince?
Well, first, I want to say that at the level of seduction, what you have built and constantly rebuilt and refined, you know, to have the, I mean, when we're teaching, we're at boot camp, okay, and suddenly your girls arrive and the level at which you have brought it, it's, you know, no words can describe it. No words. And very few are those who ever got to witness a rush around his girls. And to that, I mean, you know, no one in the world can ever truly understand it to fully appreciate it. So for me, it is mind blowing. I've built my little harems and this and that, but lack of discipline amongst the girls and so on. So That is, and you know, there's no one else. It's not even like, okay, Rush is the best at seduction, and then there's those other guys. It's ridiculous. It's like you have cavemen, and then you have this person from the future. And I really mean this, and I wish for people to know it, but then fuck it. They don't even have to fully realize it, because you cannot understand what you haven't done and fully appreciate it. So, at the same time, another angle that you guys need to be aware of, okay? It's important to specialize in life. You don't want to spread yourself too thin. You know, I'm here in Hollywood, and there's a lot of people, they give you a business card and it says songwriter, actor, this and that, web designer. So that's a little ridiculous. But make no mistake, okay? We've been around, both Arash and I, you know, you want to ask us about this, about that, and you guys know it. You're bright enough to realize that this is way above and beyond just pick up, you know? You're learning everything here, NLP, hypnosis, this and that, persuasion, the mind, meditation, and so on. It's all encompassed. And then that's why it is so potent. And I think the greatest way to really get the answer to that question is for you guys to witness the magic in action. Okay, we are very busy with the podcast, with everything, all the programs we offer, and so on. Rare are the times when you get to witness Arash and myself teaching and doing pickup and seduction in field. And you'll probably be like the guys in Vegas. You know, you turn to the left and you go, oh, wow, fuck. Here's a Rush with those world-famous porn star. And within, like, world record time, they're opening to a level of trust, of compliance. The year prior to that, on the spot, he found two girls to work for us for free. Two beauties that followed us around that were like our assistant and wing women. And they canceled the show that they had in Las Vegas on a Saturday evening. When I saw that, I thought, no way those girls are showing up. Sure enough, they show up. So you have that dynamic on one side, and you can tell it's going so deep. And if people were to pass by, they would be, oh my God, those two, they have been together for like months, if not years. And on the other hand, here I am kissing one, and then you turn around and I'm kissing another one, and you'd be in the middle, like looking left, looking right, and going, what the fuck is going on here? And even more so, you know? And the funny thing with those things is that we're very true to the students, because like in Vegas, I had like three opportunities to go, gentlemen, you have a good night, I'm going upstairs, I'm fucking this girl. But I was like, no, I'm here for the guys and staying with them. So I'm looking at the time, probably 2-3 more questions. So who's taking the next one? Hello to the other side. Is there anybody there?
Vince, you're not the last person on this line.
Ah, thank you.
Ditto.
It's good to hear you, too. This is Ernesto, by the way. It's good to hear you, too.
Good, Ernesto. Thank you. Yes. You got my text, probably. So what would be your question?
I did.
How can we further help you, Ernesto?
I didn't have a question. I was just letting you know that you weren't the only one on the line.
Too late. Now you have a question. Now you're on. It's awesome to hear your voice. You know, I look forward to our next steps together. So.
All right, I've got a question for you.
See, I knew
it. This isn't necessarily in pickup or what have you. This is more at work, when you have so much being tossed at you, and you have a lot of folks relying on you, because you've given a background of being able to get difficult things accomplished. There's times it just gets overwhelming. I mean, I was on the verge a week ago of just crying because I was just throwing so much stress on myself. But it wasn't like anyone else was telling me that I wasn't doing anything well. I was just doing it myself. So what is a good way when you feel like the world is on top of you, but no one's really saying anything to really say that? To bust yourself out of that mentality and get back on track. You with me?
Because about maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, you almost cried. I did cry. That's the difference. At some point, I just looked at my life and I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, if I could do it again, I would just not do it like this. And at the same time, I thought, look at how I'm being, you know? Like, I have what so many men in the entire world want, and I worked so hard for it. And yet, my emotions were there in that I truly thought to myself, if I could do it again, I would not do it anywhere near the way I did it. It would be much simpler and whatever. I had this whole fucking thing. So then I cried. I cried pretty fucking hard, actually, about it.
Right.
And since then, there's been a few occasions where I have had the very similar feeling again, where I've just looked at my life and said, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, why did I even start this bullshit? You know, what was I thinking? So, all right. Now what? Well, I tell you what. Every morning now, I start my days with walking about 5 minutes outside and just starting with, what am I grateful for? And in 5 minutes' time, my whole state of mind changes. And I realize that I was being so ungrateful that it was pretty actually disgusting. My answer for you is simple. If you do a grateful exercise, then you don't have to talk yourself out of it. You'll actually change your state of mind. And it's very simple. Anybody listening can do it, should do it. I actually start my days every day with it now. And you just walk around and you go, what am I grateful for? And in the beginning, it may be a little difficult, but I guarantee you in 5 minutes, you will catch yourself being grateful for things like, I'm grateful to be walking the street. I'm grateful that the air is clean right now. I'm great. And it gets to that point, and there's enough neuroscience research on it, which is where I got this from. I had already come across it a long time ago, and self-help is just something you find like in the beginning, you know? I didn't realize the power of it.
Right.
So recently, I've been studying neuroscience a lot. And what I've been interested in is the brainwave activity of people that meditate and what are the different kinds of meditations and what they do. And one of the most powerful things for your brain, just your brain, not even your mind, but the way the brainwaves work and all that, is the feeling of gratefulness. So that's been my answer. I feel much better, even though at times I still, you know, like in the last 48 hours, I did have a few moments where I was just like, what the fuck am I doing, man? What am I doing all this shit for? And then I immediately went into my grateful exercise, and I realized that I'm not going to think myself out of it. What I am going to do is apply the old alchemy principle, where there is light, there is no darkness. And so where there is gratefulness, there is no ungratefulness. And that's my answer, and I'll be good with that.
Nice.
Ernesto, first, you know, I think you really have take a moment to acknowledge something amazing that is coming from you. Even though the question related, you know, some chaos and tension, the way you presented the question, there was a lot of flow, very real, very in tune, very authentic, not hiding as a man. You didn't intend to ask the question, but you were able to flow with it and voice a brilliant question. And I know there's many men on the line that go probably, wow, I feel the same too, you know. You're miles away from the question, like, how do I get the girl, you know, with a lot of restriction and contraction in the voice and the body. So
right.
You must really acknowledge that. And we know it's paying off. You know, you're doing a lot of work. So three quick things. I'm here in Hollywood, and Hollywood is exploding. Real estate-wise, they're building everywhere. They want five-star hotels everywhere. They want Hollywood to be even bigger than Dubai. And they're going crazy with constructions, okay? I had met the man who started that revolution in Hollywood. I was renting an office from him years ago when I was doing hypnotherapy. And his thing was, you know, it's also in Think and Grow Rich. He saw me one day and he said, you know, you're the guy who does hypnotherapy and so on. It's funny because you carry a lot of tension. I was, why the fuck are you telling me? And then he said, here's my thing. I have learned, even if it's very brief, even if it's a few minutes or a couple hours, to shut it off, to shut it down. Because men, especially a powerful man like you, you know, you're like a torpedo on target. Yeah. And you're very capable. So, of course, demand becomes higher. and then you follow that train of thought. So what you must make sure to do, whether it be like the examples of meditation, the walk or something, you got to also have time that is completely free from that, okay? That is a breath and like shifting gear, where it's really the appreciation of the moment, simple things. The guy would go like from million-dollar transactions all day long, working with city officials and so on, to going home and gardening, not because he was a good gardener, but just because he liked to just feel the dirt. Okay? Do that. Second thing is cycles and rhythms. It's normal, you know, and we bring intention because we want different, but we're not sure, and just bring some ease and flow through it. I just went through a very difficult time, and there's always the fear that's around the fear that's around the fear, you know, the fear that we're not going to be able to do something about it and so on. So as you have learned during the initiation, less struggle, more ease, just like when breaking the board, you know. And third, know that right. It's the story that we wrap around, because in the end, oftentimes when we're on a vacation, we end up doing even more of the traveling and so on than we do when we're working in terms of actual effort. But it's all that we wrap around. So make sure you keep it very, very basic, and you are able to make the difference between when, okay, I am being efficient right now, or now I'm engaging in a story around it. And then just trust, because right now you sound like you're on the sand. You're still swimming a little bit, but you're on the sand. You went through it, and there's always the polarity. Now there's going to be an opening, and it's the beauty of life. We need that polarity. You know, if it was only just happy, 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 everybody clapping their hands, this, we would get bored to death. We would not grow. So we need, but the challenge is to remember the motion that it passes, and to reassure yourself, you know, in the words of one of my favorite mentors, Jim Rohn, in the winter, remember the summer, in the summer, remember the winter. Okay. Let's take a quick look at the time. Thank you, Ernesto. You brought a lot with this question. In the meantime, let's see. Time-wise, how are we doing? What do you think, brother? I think we did it for tonight.
That was so much fun, man. I wish you had more time, but, you know, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I can feel the I can definitely feel the energy that's being created, and it's amazing. So that was great. See, the end of we ended.
Yes. You guys have more questions. So we're doing a take two on, help me clarify this, Arash. We're doing the take two of the live stream on on Thursday, correct?
Or you
said Wednesday?
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday?
And on
I'm open to either. We can decide right now. Wednesday or Thursday?
I think initially we had said Wednesday, and then you voiced Thursday before. So let's make a quick decision. If it is Thursday, it would have to be after 8:30, which might be late
along
the East Coast guys. So,
yeah, you're right. It was Wednesday. My bad. Wednesday, guys. Wednesday. It's okay.
Wednesday 7 p.m., correct?
Yes, Wednesday 7 p.m.
Wednesday 7, and I know you you got a release coming up tomorrow for Valentine.
Oh yeah, so thank you for reminding me. Yeah, tonight, guys, on Facebook, if you go to Arash Dibazar, our official fan page, I'm going to do a live lecture at 11 p.m. tonight on love, Valentine's Day, okay? I'll give you guys some information that's going to blow your mind. My girlfriend will be there, so they're going to be – I'm basically lecturing them too, you know? And that's going to be free tonight. Tomorrow, for 24 hours only, my new product will be on sale. It'll be on sale for only $97. After that, it doubles to $197. It's called The Seventh Seal. And there's I just got this right now, actually. Let me give you a little breakdown. It says Seventh Seal. There it is. It's 4 hours and 30 minutes of lectures. And it's about the different things that block you internally. You'll see I go over communication in a way you've never, ever thought about. I mean, it will fucking blow your mind the way I break down what language is. I go over certain things that are designed, but if you don't see them, you don't know they're there. They're invisible. So if you know them, then you could unblock them. And this gives me the tremendous amount of reach that I have when it comes into people's minds. But what I'm most excited about is there's two bonus parts that I did. And these bonus parts are truly in themselves the greatest things I've ever done. So there's two packages. There's a premium package for $127. You get the bonuses, and $97. You get the whole just the first lectures. And if you're on Diamond Mind and you're on this and you hear me, then you get the whole thing for $97. Okay, so that's tomorrow for 24 hours. If you've ever bought my products, you know that they're worth way more than I put them out, and this is my best one so far. And I'm already starting on the next one. I will fucking kill it. So tonight, 11 o'clock, will be the free lecture. Then tomorrow for 24 hours, the 7th seal. I look forward to hearing how it's going to blow your mind, because it will blow your mind. Thank you, Vince. A little plug.
Yeah, of course, of course. It's an absolute, absolute, absolute must. And what you guys must understand is that one of the advantages that we have is that we are creating, teaching nonstop. So massive bombard. That's how you really register it and it becomes second nature. So jump on that offer. And in the meantime, we'll also see you tonight for Arash Singh and on Thursday. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Arash. Good night.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.